This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, June 17th. Okay, well, I guess the big news is that President Trump left the G7 meeting early. He had a state dinner last night. And he's obviously assessing the situation in Israel and Iran. We diverted the U.S. aircraft carrier Nimitz to the region. We also moved at least 24 air tanker refueling planes to the region to help Israel refuel. And Israel has told everybody in Tehran to leave. Now, that's a metro area of 16.8 million people. Tehran itself is about 9.8 million people. So I'm sure that's causing panic. And Iran, through their intermediaries, have said they want to talk and blah, blah, blah. And other than a complete surrender and agreement to disband their nuclear facilities, I don't see anything happening. And President Trump has reminded them they should have taken the deal that he offered. So this is interesting. Now, some of the missiles that go to Israel are getting through the Iron Dome. It's causing a lot of damage. Over 20 Israelis have died. Obviously, a lot are injured. So the U.S. has to come to Israel's defense. So the question is, what does that mean? And there's a lot of people pushing the U.S. to bring in the B-2 bombers and hit the hardened facility that houses a lot of the enrichment that goes on, uranium enrichment. So we'll see if we get involved or not. Obviously, we are supporting Israel. And the G7 in general is supporting Israel too. But President Trump did not agree to a statement for a ceasefire or anything like that. So oil prices are up today, and there's a lot of tension. Okay, the Commerce Department did announce retail sales today. And that was significant because they declined 0.9% in May. And June's retail sales were revised down from a 0.1% increase to a 0.1% decline. So retail sales have now declined 2 months in a row. And that's the first time since late 2023. So there's some issues out there. Fully 7 of the 13 categories the Commerce Department surveyed declined in May. So here were the big declines. Building materials and garden store sales plunged 2.7%. Gas station sales fell 2%. And that's due to mostly lower fuel prices. But vehicle sales declined by a whopping 3.5%. Also concerning to me is that sales at bars and restaurants declined 0.9%. So consumers were out and about less. And in the previous month, they went up 1.2%. So the only silver lining in this retail sales report is that when we exclude building materials, gasoline, vehicle sales, core retail sales rose 0.4%. But it caused treasury yields to fall, and that puts more pressure on the Fed to cut. Okay. Now, obviously, we have an FOMC statement tomorrow. Obviously, and no one expects the Fed to cut, but it's crucial that they have a dovish statement. And that's kind of where we're at, folks. So the market is going to be treading water until we get that FOMC statement at 2 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow, and then Jerome Powell will have a press conference. Now, there's also Thursday the market is closed because for Juneteenth, and then it reopens again on Friday. So this is kind of a weird week. You know, a lot of the professional traders and stuff figured out this is a great week to take off. So don't be surprised if you see some selling pressure. But we're all on pins and needles waiting for that FOMC statement. The bottom line is the Fed is going to have to cut. Inflation has come in much better than expected for 4 straight months. Retail sales are weaker than expected. And the Fed's worried about this inflation bogeyman that has not materialized. So I think the Fed needs to start following the data and quit imagining things. So that is very, very important. So then next week, of course, all eyes will be on the bill they're trying to pass through Congress. They're going to pass it. because they want to go away for the 4th of July weekend. Of course, the bill bill's a contentious issue right now is the SALT deduction, the state and local tax deduction. But at least raise the limit. But whether they'll get the 40,000 limit through or not is another matter. The Atlanta Fed will be revising their GDP estimate here shortly. That will be also very interesting. And that's about it. So hang in there, everybody. We were incredibly strong yesterday. We're exhibiting relative strength today. But, you know, it's a mixed bag, and because there's a lot of cross currents out there. So if you have gold stocks, if you have energy stocks, you know, if you have defense stocks, they're doing very, very well in this environment. So just hang on, and I think you'll be rewarded. This is a very good month so far. The annual Russell realignment is helping us immensely. And the final revision to the Russell indices will be announced on June 27th, and a lot of stocks will pop on June 30th. So that's good news. So that's it, everybody. Take care. I'll keep updating you tomorrow after the FOMC statement. I have to do some TV and media as well. But it's going to be very, very interesting what the Fed says tomorrow. Take care. Celine Avalier.